Are you feeling constantly drained and unable to replenish your energy after a long day of helping others? Today, we're uncovering those five toxic habits that are keeping you from feeling refreshed and vibrant. These practices are common amongst healers, empaths, caretakers, and breaking free from them can re-energize your personality and your professional life. Stay tuned to reclaim your energy. Welcome to Physics-Powered Healing, where we bridge the gap between science and spirituality, transforming skepticism into belief. If you've ever felt misunderstood or undervalued for your healing gifts, this is the place for you. Unlike most healing podcasts out there, we believe integrating quantum physics with energy healing is essential to achieving profound and long-lasting transformation in your healing practice. Join me, Dr. Anastasia Choplis, a physicist turned energy healer, to explore the scientific underpinnings of energy healing and make the mystical measurable. Welcome back. Today we're addressing a common issue that many of us face but often overlooked, and that is self-neglect. So going back, there was a time when I was so involved with healing others that I forgot to take care of myself. Imagine that. Many days were 8 hours of back-to-back sessions. Without the right protections in place, my energy constantly flowing out without being replenished. And I had other people's energy mixed up with mine, and that caused another disharmony in the body. It was a wake-up call when I found myself completely depleted, unable to muster the strength to even help myself, let alone others. I lost joy in my regular activities, things that I always found fun to do and got great pleasure from. And this experience taught me the hard way that caring for myself isn't selfish, it's essential. You might have experienced periods of time like this. You get so invested into helping others, including family members. You know, that's what we healers and empaths do. We can feel the pain of others and don't want them to suffer. And you can become depleted and apathetic from this lack of self-care. You may even have given up on healing others because of the toll it takes on you and your energy. After a decade of teaching other healers, here are the few of the most toxic habits that deplete a sensitive, empathic healer's energy, and what to do instead. The first toxic habit is over-prioritizing other people's needs. As healers, it's in our nature to help. I know I suffer the same problem. Constantly putting others' needs before our own can lead to spiritual, emotional, and physical burnout. Here's what to do instead. Spend at least a half an hour in the morning taking care of you first. Whether it is to get up and take some deep breaths and some simple movement, take a salt shower, do some gratitude, drink some water to replenish your brain, steps like that, whatever it is you choose to do. You can reset your calendar so you make space for you. When I first started my healing practice, I just asked everybody what time would be good for them. And now what I do is I ask them, can you meet at this time or that time? Right. And if they can't meet then I come up with a third choice. But I make the calendar, not them. I even have my calendar set up so they can automatically book themselves, and I've blocked out time where they cannot. And I also reduce the number of hours I worked with clients each day, leaving plenty of time in the morning for creative work, exercise, and making nutritious meals for the day. Which then leads to the next toxic habit. And that is neglecting your daily energy hygiene practice. Everyone knows you need physical hygiene to stay healthy, such as brushing and flossing your teeth, showering and or bathing. However, your daily energy hygiene is just as, if not more, important. What do I mean by energy hygiene? A gratitude practice, cleaning your energy field or aura, meditating and stimulating your meridians, or just simply cutting cords to all the people that have attached to you. Such simple steps can keep your energy replenished and clean from other influences. And this will become second nature once you get into this habit. And one thing I can do for you is give you my free 11-minute healing audio called Wake Up Your Brain that does that energy hygiene for you in this short amount of time. You just go to scientifichealer.com/wakeupbrain or go to the show notes and get the information there. Toxic habit number 3 is failing to set boundaries. Clear boundaries with clients ensure that you have time to rest and recharge. Without them, you risk being available 24/7 to demanding or energy-draining clients. I had one client who used to call me whenever she felt like it and just wanted to get on the phone and dump out all her problems on me. That's not the purpose of a healer. We're not counselors, we're healers, right? We shift their energy. So I would tell her I could not speak to her at that time. Would she like to make an appointment? And having yourself available so much, your mind gets no rest. It makes you unavailable for you and your family's needs. I mean, how can you have fun when people are always invading you, texting you, and telling you how much they need you? You can also set clear boundaries with your family or friends, and that could be simply saying no when you're tired or you just don't want to do the proposed activity. Toxic habit number 4 is not reclaiming your energy after interacting with others. Whenever you interact with others in conversation, never mind doing a healing session, you are exchanging energy with that person. You are absorbing their energy as they speak to you, and they are taking on your energy as they speak to them. And if you're the only one doing the speaking, for example, like I'm doing now, I'm giving out my energy. But I have given many lectures at the university, and after an hour to an hour and 15 minutes of lecturing, I would go sit in my office for 2 to 3 hours to recover from the loss of energy. At that time, I didn't know about this process of recovering my energy. At the end, you are bombarded with foreign frequencies that can deplete your energy. So if you've ever looked at a sound wave in a view meter, the time versus frequency, and you can see it when you look at an editor, you can actually see the sound waves. It looks all jagged. If it were one frequency, it would just be one smooth waveform instead of being all jaggedy. Well, those jaggedy energies in your body can really affect you. So to solve this particular issue, a post-interaction ritual to reclaim your energy is essential. This is especially important when you're dealing with a different gender because their energy and yours don't animate your physical self the same way. I mean, you, after all, you have different parts. By expelling their energy back to them and yours to you, you are replenished with your own frequency to function optimally. And the last toxic habit is healing without consent. I'm sure you've heard this from people once they learn you're a healer. Can you help my husband? Can you heal my mom? She's 87 years old. Or maybe you've had something when come up to you and do a reading on you verbally without you being asked. This has happened to me. And the reading was so far off base that my own energy went down the toilet. Why did she say that? What did she mean by all that? It made no sense to me until I realized she was reading herself, reflecting off of my energy. So reading or healing others without their request or consent is like doing their homework for them. My personal point of view is that whatever issue someone is dealing with, they can either choose to solve it themselves or ask for help. because healing is for those that want it and not those that need it. The other scary aspect of this is that once you start their homework for them, often you have to finish it for yourself. You will take on someone's bad karma, so to speak. I hope these tips have been helpful for you to discover where you are leaking energy when being around others and what to do instead. When you're ready to take the next step and embrace a balanced healing practice, I invite you to connect with me off air. I have a small program called Healer's Protection Protocol, and you can see what it's about at healersyou.com/HPP, stands for Healer's Protection Protocol. It's for protecting you and your energy, and it's really cheap. And don't forget to download one small aspect of the program if you don't want to do that, the Wake Up Your Brain audio. You'll find the details in the show notes. Did you love today's episode? Share it with a fellow healer that might be on the brink of burnout, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Next time, you'll be hearing about scientifically based abundance practices for the spiritual entrepreneur. Until then, remember to prioritize your well-being for yourself as much as you do for others. And with that, we wrap up today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to Physics Powered Healing. You'll find resources and show notes on our website at physics.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. Anastasia Chopalis, sending you golden healing light and success vibes on your journey to becoming a powerful, healthy, and confident healer. Remember, your healing gifts are so needed in this world.